Jake looked around. Oi looked around with him, likely not searching for anything but only imitating his beloved ache. Callahan was remembering that night on the pavilion, the lights, the way Oi had stood on his hind legs and bowed to the falcon. Susanna singing, the lights, the dancing, Roland dancing the Kamala in the lights, the colored lights, Roland dancing in the white. Always Roland, and in the end, after the others had fallen, murdered away one by one in these bloody motions, Roland would remain. I can live with that, Callahan thought, and die with it. She left something, but it's gone, Jake said in a distressed, almost crying voice. Someone must have found it, or maybe the guitar player saw her drop it and took it. This fucking city, everyone steals everything. Ah, shit! Let it go. Jake turned his pale, tired, frightened face up to Callahan's. She left us something, and we need it. Don't you understand how thin our chances are? Yes. If you want her back off, Jake, now would be the time. The boy shook his head with no doubt nor the slightest hesitation, and Callahan was fiercely proud of him. Let's go, Pear, he said. 17. On the corner of Lex and 61st, they stopped again. Jake pointed across the street. Callahan saw the green awning and nodded. It was imprinted with a cartoon porker that was grinning blissfully in spite of having been roasted a bright and smoking red. The Dixie Pig was written on the awning's overhang. Parked in a row in front of it were five long black limousines with their accent lights glowing a slightly blurred yellow in the dark. Callahan realized for the first time that a mist was creeping down the avenue. Here, Jake said, and handed him the Ruger. The boy rummaged in his pockets and came up with two big handfuls of cartridges. They gleamed dully in the pervasive orange glow of the street lamps. Put them all in your breast pocket, Pear. Easier to get at that way, all right? Callahan nodded. Ever shot a gun before? No, Callahan said. Have you ever fired one of those plates? Jake's lips parted in a grin. Benny Sleitman and I snuck a bunch of the practice dishes out to the riverbank and had a match one night. He wasn't much good, but let me guess. You were. Jake shrugged, then nodded. He had no words to express how fine the plates had felt in his hands, how savagely right. But perhaps that was natural. Susanna had also taken quickly and naturally to throwing the Oriza. That Pear Callahan had seen for himself. All right, what's our plan? Callahan asked. Now that he had decided to go through it all the way to the end, he was more than willing to give leadership over to the boy. Jake was, after all, the gunslinger. The boy shook his head. There is none, he said. Not really. I go in first, you right behind me. Once we're through the door, we spread apart, 10 feet between us any time we have 10 feet to give, Pear. Do you understand? So that no matter how many there are or how close they are, no one of them can get both of us at the same time. This was Roland's teaching, and Callahan recognized it as such. He nodded. I'll be able to follow her by touch, and Oi will be able to by scent, Jake said. Move with us. Shoot whatever asks to be shot, and without hesitation, do you understand? Aye. If you kill something that has what looks like a useful weapon, take it. If you can scoop it up on the move, that is. We have to keep moving. We have to keep taking it to them. We have to be relentless. Can you scream? Callahan considered it, then nodded. Scream at them, Jake said. I'll be doing the same. And I'll be moving, maybe running, more likely at a good fast walk. Make sure that every time I look on my right, I see the side of your face. You'll see it, Callahan said, and thought, until one of them drops me, at least. After we bring her out of there, Jake. Am I a gunslinger? Jake's grin was wolfish, all his doubts and fears put behind him. Kef, Ka, and Ka-Tet, he said. Look, there's the walk light. Let's cross. 18. The driver's seat of the first limo was empty. There was a fellow in a cap and a uniform behind the wheel of the second, but to Pear Callahan, the Psy looked asleep. Another man in cap and uniform was leaning against the sidewalk side of the third limo. The coal of a cigarette made a lazy arc from his side to his mouth and then back down again.